This is the BBC.
You're listening to The Archers Omnibus from BBC Radio 4.
Young King Henry again, eh? I better watch out.
Mind, Henry, don't bump it.
It's going to win a prize at the show.
If I were judge, I'd definitely give you first prize.
If you didn't, I'd chop off your head.
Oh, no, please, no.
Here, let me take the crown now and you go out to the car.
All right.
Hey, Jack, you having fun there?
Don't run away, I'll be there in a minute.
Oh, he's excited.
Yeah. I suppose it's nearly time.
Well, you've got a few minutes.
I'm sure we can count on Rob to be punctual.
So, has Jack got everything he needs?
Yeah, it's all in there.
Well done. You ready then, Jack?
Oh, Dad, why do we have to do this?
Hey, don't worry.
Well, I know I shouldn't, but just the thought of
Jack will be all right. I'll be there all the time. I'll look after him, I promise.
Yeah.
Just 3 hours, Helen, not a minute longer. Then you'll have him back again. Oh, guess who?
All right, I better go.
Yes.
Bye, Jack. Be good.
Bye then, love. See you later. Yes?
Tony, I just wanted to be sure everything's okay. I mean, the arrangements.
Yes, of course.
Good. Is he awake? Do I need to bring anything?
Jack's awake now, and no, you don't have to bring anything.
Okay.
And you remember the rules. You don't come near the house. You go straight to the cafe and wait for us there.
Yes, I know the rules. I don't want any complications. I just want to see my son.
Okay, then. I'll see you later at the tea room.
Now.
Oops!
Jill?
Oh, dear. Morning, Toby.
Hi. I was just...
If you're looking for Pip, I'm not sure where she is.
Oh. Can I give you a hand?
No, thank you. I can manage.
So, is this all for the show?
Yes. My entries and Carol Tregoran's as well.
Awesome.
Carol's been on holiday in the Austrian Alps, but she's flying back this morning.
Austria, wow.
I just hope I can fit it all in the car.
Toby, hey.
Hey, Pip.
Sorry, didn't realise you were here.
No, I only just...
Oh, Gran! What, all that stuff? You could feed the whole village.
I'm not sure if it's all going to fit. Oh, well, I just have to make 2 journeys.
Oh, hey, no, there's no need for that.
Well, I can't see how else I can get it down there.
We'll give you a hand. We'll take some down for you, won't we, Toby?
So, here he is. Here's Jack.
Yes. My son.
He's a bit sleepy now.
So, can I hold him?
If you like. Gently. Keep your arm under his head.
Yes. Oh. I'd no idea. I mean, he's just so perfect and so beautiful.
Yes.
Much more so than in the photos. He's a real little man, aren't you? Hey. Yes. Hello, you. Yes. That's right, I'm your daddy.
Hey, Jack, it's all right.
Hey.
He's not seen you before. It may take him a while.
What shall I...
You could try walk him up and down a bit.
Yes. Yes, all right. Come on then, little one.
But not outside. Stay in here where I can see you.
Helen.
Oh, hi, Pip.
Hello. And Henry. How are you doing?
He's getting a bit impatient. We're waiting to find out if he's won a prize.
Oh, yes, nail-biting stuff. I remember what it was like.
Yeah, me too.
Well, anyway, it's just so great to see you here. I saw Tom yesterday and he wasn't sure if you...
Yeah, well, it was a bit daunting at first, but then everyone's been so nice, really making me feel welcome.
Oh, that's great.
Plus, I didn't want to hang around at home. It's Jack's first contact meeting with Rob.
Oh, wow, that must be hard.
Well, can't say it's fun, but got to put up with it. Mm. And I've got the show to take my mind off it,
Mummy, can I go and play with Kira?
All right, off you go. Not too far.
Mind out, coming through.
Toby, what?
You wanted an ice cream?
Yes, but...
Hi, Helen.
Hi.
So?
Well, that's big.
Yeah, 3 scooper plus a flake.
I can't eat all that.
So I'll help you. Don't I get a thank you?
Okay, thanks.
No, I mean a proper one, like...
Toby, mind, it's melting on me.
Oops.
Sorry, I'm not keeping up. Are you two...
Well...
Yes, we are now officially an item. Well spotted.
But when he says official...
I mean, she's such a wonderful person. I don't deserve to be so lucky.
Right. Well, look, I better go and chase after Henry. Nice to see you both.
And you.
Henry.
Okay, so let's do this before it disappears.
Now, Toby, I'm not complaining, really, but maybe it's best if we don't make out in public? All that kissing and stuff. Just give me a chance to get used to it.
Okay, yeah. Point taken. You don't want to be rushed.
Yeah, speaking of which, has Rex told you when he's back?
Yeah, tomorrow night.
Okay, well, I guess now we're official. At least we won't have to pretend in front of him anymore.
Yeah,
I mean, that would be a big relief. We never like doing it.
Hey, look, you know me and Rex. We have this big sibling code of honour.
You do?
Yeah, I mean... What I'm saying is maybe it's best if he hears about us from me first, so he feels included.
All right. But don't leave it too long, yeah?
This way, Henry. Here we are. There's your crown.
Have I won?
Wait, let's have a look and see. Oh, Henry, look. See what it says.
I've won first. Five.
Yes, you did.
Yay, I won a
What a clever boy you are.
I was lucky with my lemon drizzle. I was worried I'd overdone it.
It's not luck, Gran. It was just the best.
Well, not so lucky with the blackcurrant jam. Jenny beat me into second place.
You can't win them all.
And another first for the honey. So I've not done badly so far. It's crowded in here.
Henry, calm down.
Hello. Someone's pleased with himself.
Henry.
Well, this is a day you'll always remember.
Can I show Jake and Mia?
Oh, all right. I'm going to talk to Auntie Jill.
You'll go to bed happy tonight.
Oh, I hope so. Anyway, never mind all that, Jill. Congratulations.
Oh, you mean for the lemon drizzle?
Well, yes, that too. But what about the big prize?
What?
The Frieda Fry Memorial Award for the Best in Show.
Best in Show?
Yes, you've won it. Didn't you know?
Hey. Come on.
I think I know what the trouble is. He needs his nappy changing. Here, you better let me do it.
No. He's my son. I'll change him myself.
Okay. There's a fresh nappy here in the bag. Help yourself.
Right, Yeah, okay. Well, come on then, little fellow.
No, wait. You'll need his wipes, too, and something to put the dirty nappy in, and he may need some cream. He's got a bit of a rash.
Look, can you just hold him for a moment while I get my phone out?
Who are you calling?
Well, my mother's at home. I'll ask her to come and give me a hand.
Oh, no. Ursula's not coming anywhere near him.
Just to help me with his nappy.
No, I'm sorry. Just you and you alone. You know the rules.
Tony, my son's upset. He needs his nappy changed.
So?
So, can you come and show me how it's done? Please.
Oh, that's not fair. I want to see Daddy.
I know you do, sweetheart, but you can't.
There's your mummy.
Oh, hello. You're done.
Yes, we're all through.
Good.
Oh, hello, Henry. Having a good time?
You won first prize with your crown, didn't you?
First? Hey, that's fantastic.
Oh, Jack. Oh, look at you, worn out.
He crashed out as soon as I put him in the buggy. Oh.
So how was it? How did you get on?
Yes, it all went fine. No problems.
Mummy, it's not fair.
Now, Henry, please.
What's up?
Jack's allowed to see Daddy, but I can't.
Oh, well...
Daddy, help me make my crown. I want to show him my rosette.
Oh, Henry, you've not had your face painted.
I don't want to.
Well, I'm going to have mine done.
You'd look stupid.
Oh, you think so? Well, let's go and ask, shall we?
No.
Oh, come on. That's a good boy.
Daddy, I want to see Daddy.
You just come with me first. I'll see you in a bit, Helen.
All right. Oh, Jack.
Your photo?
Yes. The man from the Echo took my picture, holding the chutney in one hand and the trophy in the other.
Gran, you're a real celeb.
I wish I'd worn something a bit smarter.
Zoe, you hear about my celebrity gran?
Yeah.
She's only getting a picture in the papers.
Yeah, that's great.
Well, they may decide not to print it.
Jill? Hello?
Oh, Carol Gould, you made it.
Just a few minutes ago, yes.
I'm so glad. How was your trip?
Oh, we had a wonderful time, thank you. But what's this I hear about you and the Frieda Fryer Wall?
Yes, I know. Who'd have thought it? This chutney here won the big prize. I still can't quite believe it.
Oh, Jill, just a minute. I'm awfully sorry. I think there may have been a mistake.
Mistake?
Well, Jill, just have another look at that winning jar.
Apple. I didn't put apple in.
No.
Oh! That's not my chutney, it's yours.
What? Yes. My plum and apple chutney won the prize, but it's been entered in your name.
Oh, no. Oh, Carol.
This one's yours, under my name. Look, they must have got mixed up somehow.
But how?
Well, they do look the same from the outside.
Yeah, pretty much identical.
You see, Carol, when we got here this morning, I didn't actually put them out myself.
Oh.
Pip?
Yeah, me and Toby helped her.
So which of you put out the chutney?
Me. I think it must have been me.
No. It wasn't Pip, it was me. I put out the chutney.
Oh, Toby!
Twenty-eight. That's a very special age.
Oh?
Oh, the last good year of your 20s. No one wants to be 29, do they?
Well,
anyway, it's a good excuse for a party. I'm going to do this one in style. There will be cupcakes.
Oh, really?
Oh, yes. Fallon's going to make them. And Chris is going to do the barbecue.
Ah.
And we're not just talking frozen burgers. All meat to be quality grass-fed, locally sourced as far as possible. Well, that's one reason why I need a decent barbecue.
Oh.
My little one just isn't going to hack it. You think Dad'll mind if I borrow this?
Well, you'll have to ask him.
Well, he's not going to be using it on Thursday night, is he?
And how will you get it down to the cottage?
You're talking to a very highly qualified and experienced engineer.
Yes.
Oh, well, it must come apart somehow. And speaking of tech geniuses, I've asked a bunch of the guys from work along.
Oh, yes. Didn't some of them come to Chris's party?
No, not that lot. I've moved on, Mum. Or haven't you noticed?
Oh, from your new firm.
Yes. And believe me, they're in a totally different league. We're talking about real cutting-edge high-tech here. We are the movers and shakers of the future.
Well, your boss does sound quite a whiz kid.
Oh, yes.
With his double first from Cambridge.
And, breaking news, I've asked him to my party.
Oh.
And he messaged me this morning. He says it sounds like fun and he'll look in if he can.
Oh.
See, so if you come down, you might even get a chance to meet him.
Oh, you don't want old fogies like me hanging round.
Oh, Mum.
But, Alice, you have asked Adam, haven't you?
Of course. Well, family welcome.
I mean, you've actually been and asked him personally, face to face.
Mum, he knows.
And I really think you should. And tell him he's got to come and it really won't be the same without him.
Oh, come if he wants to, won't he?
Well, poor thing, he's looking so miserable. And having to go back every night to a little room at the ball.
Nope. Oh, I think I'm going to need a socket set for this.
Alice?
Yeah, no time for it now. I'll have to do it later.
Alice, don't you feel at all sorry for your big brother?
Well, no one likes a bust-up, do they?
And poor Adam's beside himself, as far as I can gather.
Yes, Mum, so it's very sad and all that, but really, when you think about it, he's only got himself to blame.
Oh, it must have been very embarrassing for you, Jill.
I felt terrible when I realised.
I'm sure I'd have felt the same if I was caught out like that.
Caught out?
Well, I mean, after you'd been given the trophy and had your picture taken for the paper.
I wasn't caught out. It was just a silly mix-up.
Oh, a mix-up?
Yes. Carol and I had both made chutney and she'd had some of my jam jars and Toby Fairbrother was careless and got them in a muddle.
Toby?
Yes, it wasn't me. I didn't do it on purpose. I wasn't trying to cheat.
Cheat? Oh, no, 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 Jill. I'm sure nobody thinks that.
Well, I certainly hope not.
Well, not many people anyway. Oh. And accidents do happen, I suppose.
Yes, it was an accident. And if anyone asks, you make sure you tell them.
Ah, Jill. Good morning.
Oh, hello, Carol.
Morning. Oh, and congratulations.
What for? Oh.
Yeah, for winning the Frieda Fry Memorial Award. Even though it was Jill who got the trophy.
Yes, and all the plaudits.
Carol, you know how it happened. It wasn't my fault.
A mix-up, apparently.
Yes, so I gather.
And I've been feeling awful about it ever since. I can't tell you.
Well, never mind whose fault it was. The question is, what are we going to do about it?
Alice!
Hiya.
Busy?
I'm just trying to get this apart.
Does Brian know you're dismantling his barbecue? Okay, not my business, I know.
I'm just borrowing it for my party.
Oh, okay.
Oh, bother it.
A bit of a fiddle, yeah?
Actually, Adam, can I just ask you to do one thing?
You want me to hold the nut steady?
Please. Just stop it going round and round while I undo the bolt.
Oh, I think I can manage that.
Thanks.
Yeah.
If you take this one.
Okay, how's that?
Yeah, that's good. So, how's things down at the ball?
Oh, you know, not so great since you ask.
No.
Of course, it's really good of Kenton and Jolene to give me a roof, but, well, there's a noise downstairs from the bar. And we keep very different hours, so it's not ideal, no. I've been spending as much time as I can out on the tractor.
Ah, great. That's done it.
Ah. So, this is for your party?
Yep, that's the plan.
Oh, better hope it doesn't rain.
Oh, of course it won't rain. Though I'm guessing you may not be feeling in a potty mood.
Not especially, but...
Look, it's okay, Adam. I understand. It's really fine if you don't want to come. You mustn't feel bad about it.
Meaning you'd rather I didn't? Look, Alice, I'm not asking for your sympathy. What's happened between Ian and me? I know I've brought it all on myself. I'm not proud of the way I've behaved.
Yeah, look, it's fine, Adam. It's nothing to do with me.
Well, you are my sister. How you feel about it matters to me. You think I've behaved like a total rat, don't you?
Well, since you asked, yeah, I do.
Okay, well, it's good to be open about it.
Look, I'm not sure what happened between you and Charlie Thomas, and I really don't want to know, but Pavel...
Like I said, I'm not proud of it.
Yeah, well, it wasn't about his brains or his winning personality, was it?
It was only a summer fling,
so what
Alice.
What kind of excuse is that? Cheating is cheating, Adam.
I know.
I never do it to Chris, and he'd never, ever do it to me. It's all about trust, isn't it?
Oh, come on. You know relationships aren't quite as simple as that.
And you know, after the way you treated Ian, I think it's actually pretty big of him not to have walked out on you months ago. That's what I would have done.
And that's what you really think of me?
Well, I'm sorry, Adam, but you asked, didn't you?
That's the last of your icing sugar.
Oh, I think there's more out the back.
I'm making a birthday cake for Alice.
Oh, Thursday's the big day, isn't it?
Well, she doesn't really expect one at her age, but...
28?
Yes, that's right.
Adam was in here this morning to buy her a card.
Oh.
£9.60 altogether, please.
Right, let's see what I've got.
Is it true he's staying over at the ball?
Adam, yes he is.
And him and Ian, are they?
Oh, well, they've had a... bit of a disagreement, you know, nothing too serious.
Oh, so Ian didn't chuck him out then?
What? Oh, no.
Oh, well, that's what Wayne said. He must have got it wrong.
Yes, he has. It's nothing like that. It's just
Well, you hear all these rumours, don't you? It's hard to know what to believe.
All marriages go through rocky patches, don't they?
Some more than others, I suppose.
Here's, there's 10 there, and you can put the change in the charity box.
Oh, Jennifer, before you go.
What?
Well, it's a little bit embarrassing.
Oh?
Well, you know it's the end of the month on Friday. Saturday will be the 1st of October.
Yes, why?
October. It's my month on the calendar.
Ah, oh, yes, of course.
I'm not looking forward to it. I've not dared even look at the picture since Easter.
Oh, come on. Most of us have already had our turn at being exposed.
Yes, but my picture, well, it's different. I had to stick on all those stars to cover bits up, remember?
Oh, yes, the stars.
Now I'm worried what'll happen when people turn the pages. Maybe the glue won't have lasted. Maybe the stars will come off. Are they still okay on your calendar?
Well, yes, I think so. But who knows whether they'll stay stuck on when Rory comes home at half term.
Oh!
But you should be proud of your body, Susan. I'm sure it'll give everyone a lot of pleasure. Bye!
Oh!
There! Good! That's all arranged.
Good. Tell me.
Well, I got through to the Echo and talked to the assistant editor, Marietta. Mm. She's assured me that they won't use the picture of me and the trophy and that they will print your name as the winner.
And will I get my photo taken?
Well, no.
Oh, why not?
Well, she didn't think they'd send a photographer out just for one photo.
You mean I'm not important enough? Is that it?
Carol, you know it's nothing personal.
And what about the village website?
Well, Jenny emailed me back to say she'll post you as the winner and explain what happened. And the show committee will make sure the records are amended.
So future generations will look back and see that I was the first ever winner of the Frieda Fry Memorial Award?
Yes.
Good. At least my name will be remembered for something.
Yes. So, now that's sorted, shall we have some tea?
Oh, tell me, Jill, is this your blackcurrant jam or Jennifer's?
Oh.
I'm sorry. I mustn't tease. Oh. But surely you can see that it does have its humorous side.
I wasn't amused when Susan accused me of cheating.
Well, I accept that it was just a simple mistake, and I'm certainly not going to let it spoil our friendship.
Thank you. But that doesn't stop me feeling cross with Toby.
Oh, come on. Don't be too hard on him.
It shows just how unreliable and irresponsible he is.
Adam?
Mum? Hello. What are you doing here?
I've come to pay you a visit. Can I come in?
Yeah, if you like. I'm afraid I can't offer you much in the way of hospitality.
Oh, don't worry about that.
I can probably find you a box of crisps to sit on.
Oh, I'll sit on the bed.
Help yourself.
Oh, darling, this isn't a fit place to live. Why don't you pack your things now and come home with me?
Mum, it's okay. I'm quite happy where I am.
Happy? You don't look it, sitting here on your own in this pokey little room.
I've got plenty of other things to feel bad about, Mum.
So why make things even worse? Are you trying to punish yourself?
No, but could you blame me if I was?
Whatever happened in the past, this isn't going to make it any better.
I just feel too ashamed of myself to face the family over breakfast every morning.
Darling, you really think that your own family would judge you like that?
Well, Alice clearly has.
What do you mean?
Hasn't she told you? I'm some kind of serial cheat who doesn't deserve a man like Ian.
She said that?
Ask her yourself.
Look, whatever she might have said, I'm sure she didn't really mean it.
Yes, she did. It came over loud and clear.
Well, even if that's true, she's got her own home and you won't have to even see her.
So, just Lillian pumping me for all the juicy details. And I think I can guess what Brian's opinion is.
I don't think that's fair on any of us.
Okay, well, Thanks for the offer, Mum, but I think I'll stay where I am.
Josh!
Oh, hey, Rex. Long time no see.
Yeah, certainly feels like it. I got in late last night.
How's your dad doing?
Better, thanks. Back on his feet again.
Oh, good.
So, where are you off to so bright and early?
Oh, I'm off to buy us a new mower.
Oh, yeah?
There's a farm sale down at Haybury, and they've got a couple on the list. Our old one's been packing up for years, so...
Sounds like a fun day out.
Yeah, pack a few buns, hitch up the trailer, head off down the road. Johnny's coming along for the ride.
Oh, wish you luck then.
Thanks. Yeah. I kind of had to talk my dad into it. So I'll need to come back with a good deal.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you seen Toby around anywhere?
No, not this morning. Why?
Oh, he wasn't in last night. And he's still not made an appearance. And he's not picking up, as per usual.
Oh.
Still, no prizes. I guess he's found another helpless victim somewhere.
What, so you've not spoken to him at all these last few days?
Me? No, quite frankly, the less I know about that side of Toby's life, the better.
Okay.
Rex! Morning.
Hi, David.
So, you catching up on all the latest?
Why, have I missed something?
Hey, Dad, I'm all set. Johnny's on his way over.
Oh?
And before I go, we need to make a decision.
Do we?
Like, how much I'm allowed to spend.
I thought we agreed last night.
So, $4,000.
Yeah. That is absolute maximum top bid. I'd hope you'd be safely under that.
Okay, just checking.
If I can trust you not to get carried away.
Dad.
Right, well, I'm off to let the geese out. Oh, and if Toby does turn up, can you tell him I'll do the early shift, but I'll need his help to move the houses?
Well, if you want to tell him yourself...
Yeah, we'll do that. See you.
Bye.
What? If Rex wants to speak to Toby, all he's got to do is knock on the door of Ricky.
Dad! Shh!
What?
Rex, he still doesn't know.
What, about Pip and Toby?
No, he only just got back last night.
Well, maybe somebody ought to tell him?
I don't think that's such a good idea.
Why not?
Well, I mean, it's not really down to us, is it? It's between him and Toby and Pip.
Well, it's hardly a secret now, not after the way they were carrying on at the show on Sunday.
Trust me, Dad, we need to keep well out of it.
Okay, fine. Whatever you think.
You know how it makes me feel... I feel like I've been unfairly victimised.
Shh, Toby.
Well, I was only trying to help, wasn't I? Do your gran a good turn. Those jars looked exactly the same. I'm not Jamie Oliver. How was I supposed to know the difference?
But please, stop moaning about it.
Well, your gran already thinks I'm a sleazy chancer who's after the family fortune or whatever.
No, she doesn't.
Well, you could have fooled me.
It's okay. Rex is gone. You're all clear.
So come away from that window and come back to bed.
I've got cows to look after and you need to man up and...
I like the sound of that.
And go down to Hollatree and talk to your brother.
Oh, about what exactly?
Oh!
yeah, all right.
I'm fed up with playing hide and seek and peeping through windows. So if you won't tell him...
Yeah, okay. I'm on to it.
So... You'll need to put some clothes on first.
There's no rush, is there? I've done all that extra work while he was away. I deserve a lion.
Toby!
Just half an hour, then I'll tell him. First chance I get. Promise.
Yep. The knives are good and sharp. No rust or seized up bolts.
Check.
Not too much wear on the skids. No leaks from the hydraulics.
Check. Oh. What about this here? Is that leaking? Looks like oil to me.
No. Just a blob of grease.
Okay.
Well spotted though, Johnny.
You're the big expert here.
You can see it's not been bashed about. It's been well looked after, had proper maintenance. And only a couple of years old.
So you reckon it's the one?
If I can get it for the right price.
Uh-oh. There's someone else looking interested.
Okay. So let's just move on, yeah? Make out we think it looks rubbish.
Oh, play it cool, yeah?
Yeah, psychology.
It's more like common sense, innit? Being crafty.
You're right. No A-levels and how to bid at a farm sale.
So, is that what this gap year is all about? Grabbing a break from all the academic stuff?
Gap year? Yeah.
Before you start on another 3 years. Can't say I blame you.
Yeah, Johnny...
This is just between ourselves, but...
Ah?
My gap year might turn out to be... well, permanent.
Seriously?
Don't say this to my mum and dad, will you?
No, no, of course.
There's nothing wrong with having a degree. I just don't see how it's going to make me a better farmer.
Okay.
I mean, you can always get expert advice if you need it. And all the really basic important stuff I learnt from working on the farm.
Yeah, growing up on a farm. Grandad's always on about how he was driving a tractor when he was 10 years old.
Uncle Tony?
Well, 13. He reckons he spent all his spare time helping out at Brookfield, or on the estate. Best years of his life and all that.
Thing is, Johnny, it's not going to be like it was even 10 or 20 years ago. It's all changing now, and changing fast. I reckon there could be some great opportunities. You just got to be quick and smart enough to grab them.
So you don't plan to be milking cows all your life?
Are you kidding me? Who wants to be tied down like that? No, look to the future, Johnny. If you want to keep up to speed, you've got to stay lean and mean so that you can move fast when you need to.
I like the sound of that.
Well, there's lots of ways of making money around this business without being a slave to a bunch of cows.
Or pigs.
Yeah. So I may not be doing the same kind of farming as my mum and dad, but I still aim to make it big and end up rich too.
You and me both, mate.
You bet. And talking of which...
What?
This isn't just about having a fun day out. I'm hoping there'll be a little bonus in it for me as well.
Hey, guess who?
Oh, Pip. Hey.
Hey, oh, hey, it's so good to see you back again.
Oh, thanks. It's good to see you too.
So how was it? I hear your dad's on the mend.
Yeah, he's back on his feet again. A bit doddery, but he'll be fine.
But still, it must have been quite a challenge. I mean, being sick nurse to your dad.
Let's say it had its moments.
Yeah.
But Dad's more the stoic type, you know. Doesn't grumble too much. Just gets on with things as best he can.
Well, that helps, I guess.
Yeah. Though, it's good to be away from all that. You know, back out in the fields again. It's funny how much you can miss a few hens.
Well, I'm sure they missed you as well. And now you're straight back into the deep end?
Well, Toby did all the shifts to cover for me. I'm going to owe him for a while, as I'm sure he'll remind me when he gets here.
So, he's not been down yet?
Nope. No, he just messaged to say he's on his way.
Oh. Well, so you've not actually spoken to him?
Not a word.
Okay.
Oh. So, what's the news? Have I missed anything?
The flower and produce show. Oh, and yes, Alice is having a birthday do on Thursday night.
All right.
I'm sure you'll be asked. You ought to come along.
Maybe not. I think I'll give that one a miss.
Hey, is that my big bro?
Hi, Toby.
Hello.
Hey, it's good to see you, mate. Looking all fit and ready for the fray.
Yeah, I'm okay. Great. We've all been missing you, haven't we, Pip?
Yes.
Well, so if you miss me so much, how come you went home to greet me last night? I thought you might have been around to welcome me back.
Yeah, Toby. Where were you?
No. It's okay. Don't tell me. I don't want to know.
Yeah.
Well, okay then. Well, I'll leave you guys to it.
Okay, Pip.
Sort your hens out and I expect you've got a lot of catching up to do. Right, Toby?
Hiya, Dad.
Hello.
Hi. How'd you get on?
Oh, we did okay, didn't we, Johnny?
Oh, yeah.
So, what's that on the trailer?
We got ourselves a new mower. Come and see.
Okay.
You're going to be so impressed, Dad. It's a great piece of kit.
Yeah, well, let me have a look.
2 years old, full working order, hardly a scratch on it. We gave it a good check over before we started bidding.
I should hope so too.
Josh is right, though. It's almost like new.
Yeah, you tell him, Johnny.
Well, I have to say... doesn't look too bad at first glance.
Not
but...
too bad? Dad, it's a great little machine. And it's a real bargain too. Right, Johnny?
Yeah.
How much do you pay for it?
Well, you gave us $4,000 limit, yeah?
Yes, and not a penny over.
Okay, well, when the bidding started, I was prepared to go all the way. And guess how far I had to go?
I'm waiting for you to tell me.
Okay, well... my winning bid was not 4,000. It wasn't even 3,500.
Josh.
I got this fantastic, nearly new mower for just £3,200.
Yeah? Well, that sounds like a pretty good price.
A bargain, Dad. All thanks to my careful research, my great eye for a good machine, and my skillful bidding technique. Right, Johnny?
Bidding technique, definitely.
And that's all stuff they don't teach you at uni.
Yeah, okay. Well, if this mower is as good as you reckon...
What do you mean, if?
The proof of the pudding, Josh. Wait till I've had a chance to try it out. Then we'll see how well you've done.
And he's still on the medication. Yeah. About 5 different kinds of pills. One of those little trays, you know?
Yeah, Dad's going to have fun with that.
Well, I wrote it all down. Made him a wall chart to remind him. Oh. And at least he can get himself to the bathroom, OK?
Yeah, that's one job I'm happy to leave to someone else.
Oh, I didn't notice you volunteering, Toby.
Yeah, OK, fair enough. You're a way better son to him than I ever was.
Yeah, tell that to Dad. Pretty much every day he was asking when you were coming over.
Yeah, go on, make me feel really good about
it. I'm just saying. Anyway, enough about Dad. How's things here? What have you been up to?
Actually, Rex, I have got a bit of news for you.
Oh, yeah?
Yes. Just remind me, what are we doing here?
Moving the hen house?
Yes, but to where exactly?
That way.
Ah, right.
Now, as soon as you got the wheels clear your side...
Yeah, I'm doing it. Well, hey, what about this party of Alice's? Are you coming along?
Are you serious?
Yes, why not?
What, after what happened at Chris's party? Or have you forgotten? Me having to watch Pip make out with another guy all night.
Oh, yeah, that.
Well, I'm sorry, once was enough. Really don't fancy going through that all over again.
No.
So, you know, I'm just not her type or whatever, but I don't want to be forced to watch her snogging somebody else.
No, I guess that's fair enough.
Okay, I think we're ready to go.
Yeah, all clear my side. So.
Right. Well, what was this big news you had to tell me?
Oh, it was nothing. It was nothing, really.
Toby?
Some other time. Let's get this thing moved, shall we?
Jezza, afternoon.
Hello.
And before you ask, yes, I am allowed to be here. I've come for my contact with my son.
That's not my business.
Yeah, no. So what's this? Straw for the pigs?
Aye.
Same old routine. Feed the pigs, straw them down, send them off to market. Don't you ever wonder if there's more to life than this?
It's work. I'm paid for it. No time for wondering.
No. No, fair enough. Shame about the rain on Saturday. You hear about the Darrington match being called off?
Aye. Me and the rest of the village.
Yeah, big news, I guess. Last match of the season. No time to arrange a rematch.
Rob?
Here we go. Pat about to offer me her usual warm welcome.
Rob, what on earth? What are you doing here?
Good afternoon, Pat.
You can't do this.
No.
You can't come here and wander about the yard chatting to our employees as if nothing had happened.
Pat, whoa. I've every right to be here.
No, you haven't.
My Wednesday contact visit, my few precious moments... What little time the courts allowed me to be with my son.
That doesn't give you the right to treat our yard as if you owned the place.
What? I was only chatting to Jazza, wasn't I, Jazza?
Leave me out of this.
And anyway, your contact's not until 5 o'clock. You're 24 minutes early.
And is it a sin to arrive a few minutes early for one of the 2 occasions a week when I'm able to see him?
You can't hang around here. Either you wait in the cafe or you come back later. Do you understand me?
All right. If you insist. I'll wait in the tea room. Earl Grey. No milk, no sugar.
Anything else?
No, that'll do me for now. They say tea helps to soothe the nerves. Which is what I'm in need of right now.
Oh.
I'm sure you know why I'm here. It's the only way I can get to see my son. The courts, in their infinite wisdom, have allowed me 4 hours a week. 4 hours. And this is to be one of them.
Earl Grey, was it?
Yes. And now, of course, I've got the whole Archer family against me, practically holding me to ransom.
Not that I've anything against your cafe. I'm sure it's a perfectly fine little business, but it's hardly the place for me to get to know my baby son.
There's your tea. Now, if you don't mind, I'll have to get Fallon to take for it.
No?
Yes, I'm off on my break now.
I have to say, I've seen the road look worse during the maize harvest.
Oh, I've had one or two complaints already.
It's not that bad.
We need to sort it. I'll bring the sweeper down here myself if I have to.
I suppose you're right. We need to think of our public image.
Exactly. And it's not as if I've anything else to do.
No.
I'm in no hurry to get back. Might as well stay out. Keep myself busy.
I gather there's not much to be said for your present living quarters.
Mum been talking to you?
Oh, yeah. Frankly, I don't seem to hear about much else at the moment. How desperate she is for you to leave the Bull and come and stay with us.
I told her I'm doing fine.
Yes, I think it's her own sense of guilt as much as anything.
Oh?
Yeah, for spilling the beans to Rob Titchener about... Well, you know.
Well, I'm sorry if she feels that.
So, what with your mother beating herself up, Lillian offering us the benefit of her worldly wisdom at the slightest opportunity, I'm in no great hurry to get home myself.
Brian,
So, the way things are, I think you made the right choice. You're much better off staying at the Bull.
Thanks, Brian.
Oh, I am so glad you've come.
Oh. Say hello to Jack.
Is that all right?
Of course.
Yeah.
Jack, look, you've got a visitor.
Oh, aren't you lovely?
I think so.
Yeah, you are. Oh, look at you.
Oh, you're honoured. Not everyone gets a smile like that.
Oh, what a handsome boy you are. Oh, and hasn't he got a real look of Tony?
Why don't you hold him for a bit?
Oh, can I?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, Jack, you are just so gorgeous. Yeah.
Just for a minute or two and then it'll be time for him to... Oh, well, Rob's waiting.
Yeah, I know. I saw him.
Oh, Emma. I know it's only twice a week, but...
Helen, can I just say this? It's the other reason I came over.
What is it?
You know, I babysat for him, for Rob, while you were...
While I was in prison, yes, I did know.
I wanted to say I'm really, really sorry.
Emma, why? You've no reason to apologise.
I just feel so bad about it now, about taking money from that terrible man.
Well, you shouldn't. It was probably money from our joint account anyway. And I'd much rather you had it than him.
That's really nice of you to say.
Honestly. And so much better for Henry to spend time with you than with Rob, so... Really, you've done me a favour.
Thanks, Helen. It makes me feel so much better.
Oh, hello.
Oh, hi, Pat.
Is it time?
Nearly. Dad's just on his way.
Oh, Mum. Can you take Jack to him?
Yes, of course, if you'd rather.
I've put his stuff in the hall, everything he'll need.
All right. Come on then, little one.
Here you go.
Sorry, got him.
Bye, Jack. I'll see you soon.
Yes, we won't be long, will we? Come on then, let's go and find Grandad.
I'm borrowing a couple more of our signs. Mud on road.
Oh yes.
If that's okay with you.
Oh, of course.
Okay, I'll get out of your way. I don't want to make more gossip for Lillian.
What?
Well, I've obviously caused you enough problems in your home life.
Adam, wait. What I said earlier, I didn't mean... I wasn't blaming you for anything.
No?
Of course not. Oh, look, I was really very sorry to hear about you and Ian. Perhaps I should have said so sooner.
Okay, though... If you had blamed me, well, I am the one who's to blame, not Ian.
Look, heavens knows, I may not be the best qualified person in the world to offer marital advice. And I don't suppose there's much I can do to help, but if there is, just tell me.
Thanks. But this is something I need to sort out myself. with Ian. I can't bear the thought of us parting forever.
No.
I just wish there was some way I could turn the clock back, but of course I can't do that.
We've all done things we regret, Adam. Even things that we're thoroughly ashamed of. But that doesn't mean it's too late to mend things.
You don't think?
Well, it doesn't have to be. It depends on what you've got to lose and how much you want to keep it. I don't know. Is there enough real feeling or whatever left between you?
Love, you mean?
Yes. Enough of that to heal things over.
I still love him.
Yeah.
But how he feels about me now, I just don't know, Brian.
You sure Fallon's not missing you?
She can manage.
Oh, okay. Look, I got this card this morning.
Huh?
From my friend Kaz from the MBU. I'm going to try and visit soon.
You don't mind going back there?
Well, it'll be worth it to see Kaz. I owe her so much. I'd never have made it through without her.
No. And what about Henry? How's he been since you got back?
Oh, up and down. I mean, some of the time he's fine, quite sweet and huggy, but other times he's not so great.
Oh.
Moody, you know.
Oh.
And he suddenly gets so angry with me. Like at the show on Sunday, he won a prize.
Oh, yeah, Kira said.
And he wanted to see Rob and tell him all about it. Of course I had to say no.
Oh, that must have been hard.
Yeah, because in a way, why not? For Henry, he's still the same person. But I just can't let him, Emma. I don't want him seeing Rob. I don't want Rob going anywhere near him.
No, of course.
But Henry doesn't know why. He can't possibly understand. And, oh, he got so upset about it. Now I'm worried that all those months we spent apart have somehow affected our relationship, permanently damaged it.
No, Helen, no, I'm sure that's not true. I've sort of been there, you know, where Henry is now, I mean, after my mum was in prison.
Yeah. Yes, of course.
I mean, I was a bit older than Henry, but I hardly saw mum for all that time, and I know how hard it was for me, how much I missed her, and I remember feeling confused and angry about it. But look at us now. Well, me and Mum have never been closer.
Yeah. You're right. Perhaps I should stop worrying. Oh, thanks, Emma.
Tom's on his way here. I'm away home.
All okay with the pigs?
Aye. Oh, and Pat, just between ourselves.
Yeah?
Johnny said a wee word with me about Tom's interview.
For the scholarship?
Aye. You know he's getting anxious about it.
Yes, he is.
So Johnny's had this great idea. He's going to fix him up with a tryout, a mock interview.
Oh. Yes, I see.
It's meant to be a surprise.
All right. Thanks, I'll keep that. Look, Rob. There he goes.
Is he on his way home?
He better be. If he doesn't get straight in his car and go...
It's okay. I think he got the message.
Yes.
He said he's time with wee Jack.
Oh, Jazzer, I do find it so hard.
Aye.
I mean, it's far worse for Helen, of course, but...
Tony, how's he finding it?
He's not saying much. But it's not hard for me to imagine what it must be like for him.
Aye.
Forced to take our little grandson and sit there with Rob, the man who did all those unspeakable things to Helen, and there's nothing he can say. He just has to grit his teeth and bear it.
Even I'd find that hard.
Yes. And you know what the worst thing is for me? Rob hasn't been punished for what he did to our daughter. He got clean away with it, Jazza. And there's nothing we can do.
Okay. There are two ways we can do this. Either I ask you nicely and you cooperate, or I might have to start getting physical.
Just pick her up, Toby.
Psychology, bro. Hens have feelings too, you know. There, see? Good girl. Now I can get to your eggs.
Look, if you want to go, I'm really happy to finish off.
No, I'm okay to help, really.
Well, don't you want to get changed before you go over to Alice's?
There's no big rush, is there?
Things should be getting going up there. And I still owe you big time for all those shifts while I was away.
I'm fine. It's good for us to spend some quality time together, as you're missing out on the party.
Well, I don't know. I might come along.
What?
Oh, Alice messaged me again. Still not quite made up my mind.
Well, so what about Pip?
Well, maybe she's not going to be there.
Well, who says she's not going?
I don't know. I've not seen her to ask.
Oh, well, I can tell you. She's definitely going. I mean, that's what she said to me when I last saw her, which was some time...
Okay, so there's your answer.
Well, I can't say I blame you, bro. It'll be like Chris's party all over again. What was the guy she was hitting on then?
Yeah, okay, Toby.
Akash? You're way better out of it.
Toby, look, I really am okay here. You go and let me finish.
Yeah?
Yeah, go on.
You're absolutely sure about this?
Yes, I'm sure.
Okay, then. Thanks.
I'm guessing I won't be seeing you later.
Who knows? Well, if not, I'll see you in the morning.
Hi, Adam.
Ed, hi. How's it going?
Oh, not so bad. Yourself?
Oh, I'm okay. Getting by, you know.
Yeah.
Can't pretend I'm having a fun time, but...
So you are going to Alice's party?
Nope. Giving that one a miss.
Oh, okay.
Not really in the mood. What about you?
Me? Well, she did ask me and Em, yeah, but we're not sure. Yeah, I've had a long day, hedge trimming on the estate.
Yeah, I saw you up there.
I'm pretty knackered. I mean, I'm sure it'd be fun and all that, but...
Well, Alice certainly knows how to party.
Nah, I'd sooner go home and put my feet up. It's just... She did seem quite keen for me to go. You know, made a big thing about it, you know?
No reason why not.
No, I guess.
I do know it's not just local. She's asked a lot of her workmates along. From this new job of hers.
Oh, at the agritech firm?
Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah, well, it's one more reason for me not to go.
Huh?
Oh, I'm sure they're a great bunch, but I don't know if I'd have much in common.
Oh, I don't know. I certainly wouldn't let that put you off.
It's Alice.
A reminder?
She says I've really got to come.
Okay.
And if I don't, she'll be very disappointed.
Well, you'd better drink up and go, then. We can't have you disappointing Alice.
Hey, Pip! Oh, it's so good to see you.
And you.
Oh, mwah.
Happy birthday.
Oh, thanks. Oh, and what's this?
Guess.
Oh,
well, a bit cold to Newcastle, but I hope you like it.
Oh, no, it's great. That's so sweet of you. Rosé's my favourite. Mwah. Thank you so much.
Well, Alice, you're so popular.
Yeah, it's great. We've got lots of food and drink, and I've asked all these lovely people. Hey, are you on your own tonight?
No, Toby's coming.
Ah, still going strong with the two of you then?
Seems to be.
Oh, and talk of the devil.
Hey, Alice!
Toby! You made it!
Would I miss out on the party of the year? Oh, happy birthday.
Oh, thank you. Oh,
I'm so sorry. I didn't get it together to bring you anything.
It's okay. I gave her something from the both of us.
Oh, great.
Oh, excuse. Another new arrival. Time to do my hostess thing.
Okay.
Alice, don't you love her? Such a natural party girl.
Well, she's getting off to her usual flying start.
Hey, anyway. Yeah. Sorry I'm a bit late. Hen stuff.
No, I got here a bit early.
Plus, Rex doing his usual thing.
Oh, so he's not coming?
Rex, no.
Oh.
I mean, I did my best to talk him into it, but lost cause.
So, what did he say when you told him?
What?
About us?
Oh, yeah.
Was he surprised? Was he okay about it?
Oh, you know, man a few words, my bro.
What? So he said nothing?
Hey, look, I've had to skip lunch, so I'm famished. Let's go grab ourselves a burger.
Ed! Hey, you came!
I got your message.
Ah, good boy, well done. Oh, so great to see you. No Emma?
No, she did send this.
Oh.
Happy birthday.
Oh, Ed.
It's just a card.
Oh, that's so nice.
Yeah, Emma chose it.
Oh, it's lovely, thanks. Have you got yourself a drink?
Not yet, no.
Okay, so we've got beer, red wine, white wine, rosé, cider, vodka, different kind of vodka, tequila.
I'll just grab myself a beer, thanks.
Oh, right. And when you've done that, I want you to come and meet some friends of mine.
Oh, are these your new work friends?
Yes, they are such lovely people, and I know they're going to love you.
Well, I don't know a whole lot about all this high-tech agri business.
Yeah, but that's totally cool, Ed. You see, they spend all their lives doing techie stuff, developing amazing cutting-edge technology to help feed the world, but they hardly ever get to meet a real end-user like you.
End-user?
Yes! Like a guy who was brought up on the land, who gets his hands dirty, who knows all about the soil and the weather and how to set up a sprayer, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, that's me.
Yeah, and my friends just don't have that kind of hands-on experience. They're going to be so interested to meet you. Come on!
Hey, Adam. Mind if I join you?
Oh, hi, Rex.
Just so as you know, I heard from Jolene about your situation.
Uh-huh. Well, it's no big secret.
Well, I was sorry to hear it anyway. I guess people around here don't have much else to talk about. Apart from Jill Archer trying to steal the Frieda Fry Memorial Award...
You heard about that too?
Oh, yeah. There's a photo of Jill in the Echo today waving the trophy. But the caption says the winner's Carol Dragoran. So who knows what's going on. If you don't feel like having company, Adam...
Oh, no. Apologies if I'm a bit brain dead. I've been out in a tractor all day. So, how are those hens and geese?
Oh, well, still laying and slowly getting fatter. And not getting eaten by foxes, I hope.
Well, you can't watch them 24/7.
Well, I'm done for now. I'm not going back there tonight.
You going to Alice's party?
She did ask me, but...
I guess if you've had a long day.
It's not so much that. It's... Well, I guess there are personal reasons.
Toby, what is that?
It's a tequila sunrise. Try it.
No. I know what your game is, Toby Fairbrother.
Game? What?
You want to get me drunk and then have your wicked way with me.
Oh, heck. You guessed.
You'll have to try harder than that.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, tonight I'm playing hard to get. You're going to have to woo me.
Woo? Woohoo!
Ed! Ed, where are you off to?
Home?
No, you can't go yet. It's still early. And there's someone else I want you to meet. Someone really, really special.
No, I'm sorry, Alice.
Oh, yes, come on, you must. He's only, like, the second most important person in the whole company. A whole smart farm technology is his baby.
No, really, I've met enough people for one night.
But, Ed, hey, what's the matter? It's like I said, they all love you. They think you're such a cool person.
Yeah. Me, the man of the soil, knows how to drive a combine. Is that why you asked me up here?
What? No, because you're my friend and it's my birthday.
Yeah, well, thanks. I appreciate it, but I don't appreciate being a token peasant, and I'm off.
What? Hey, Ed!
I mean, I'm not blaming Alice. She thinks what she thinks. And she's probably right. It's more the way she said it.
Yeah, siblings.
I really hate to fall out with her.
Well, you probably have worked this one out already, but you won't sort things out with Alice unless you talk to her.
Well, yeah, but...
Okay, how about a deal? If you go up there now, I'll come with you. You can talk to Alice and I'll face up to my personal issues. Yeah?
Okay, you're on.
Oh, Pip, come on. You're so scrummy and gorgeous. And
that's not proper wooing. That's just flattery.
I'm not asking for much, just a cuddle.
Well,
Let me see.
Come on, stop messing around. You know you can't resist me.
Adam! Hey, Adam, you came!
Hi, Alice.
Oh, Adam, don't look at me like that, please.
Like what?
Like a big spaniel. All sad and hurt and resentful. Is this about the things I said?
Are you surprised if I'm upset about it?
Oh, Adam, I didn't mean to upset you. It's just, well, I was upset too. And what happened with you and Ian? It's all so sad and horrible.
Yeah, and you wanted to make it even worse?
No,
yeah?
No, I didn't. And if I did, then I'm sorry.
Are you?
Yes. I mean, I'm not saying what you did was right, because it wasn't, but I know that's how these things happen sometimes. I mean, not with me or with Chris. I'd never cheat on him, and he'd never cheat on me, would he? But not everyone can be as lucky as we are. And I hate us being angry with each other. I said I'm sorry, so can we make up now, please?
Oh, all right. Hmm? Come here.
Oh.
Happy birthday, sis.
I can't breathe.
Toby!
What?
Rex?
Toby? What?
Rex, well, it's not what you were...
Yeah, Toby. I can work it out.
Rex, hey, no, wait.
Toby, you haven't told him, have you? Toby?
Yeah, okay, stay calm.
But you said, you promised.
It's all cool, okay? You stay here. I'll sort this out.
Rex, wait, let me explain.
No need, Toby.
Hey, no, it's not what you're thinking.
You knew how I feel about her. And then as soon as I go away, you move straight
no,
in.
No, you're wrong, that's not how it happened.
Oh, come on, please.
I didn't want this. This was all Pip. She came after me.
Oh, yeah, like hell she
did. It's true, she practically threw herself at me. And as you said, she doesn't even fancy you. She just wants to be friends.
So that gives you the right...
Wait, Rex, come on, be fair.
I can't believe it. What kind of brother does that? I'm never going to trust you ever again.
I'll have two of the donuts to go.
On another health kick, are we?
These are for pudding. Jim's cooking us tea.
You two lads, eh?
Aye.
I'll knock 50p off as it's the end of the day.
Thanks, Emma. Oh, and did I see Joe in here earlier?
Oh, yeah, Eddie brought him round. They're still celebrating the tenancy at Grange Farm.
Oh, aye.
Though Joe spent most of the time going on about this old mangle.
Mangle?
Yeah, it belonged to Ed's gran, Joe's Susan, you know. Used to be in the yard at Grange Farm, apparently. And now Joe wants it back there again.
Is he taking in washing?
You better ask Joe.
Well, thanks for the discount. I'll be on my way now.
Yeah, I want to get off on time today. We're having dinner at the Bull. Us and Nick and Will and the kids for Poppy's birthday.
Your wee niece?
Yeah. 3 years old. Would you believe it?
Afternoon.
Okay, well, enjoy your dinner. Wish Poppy a happy birthday for me, yeah?
Yeah, thanks, Jazza. I'll do that.
Emma.
I'm sorry, I can't serve you now. I'm about to close it.
No, actually, I'm not here for a cup of tea. I'd like to ask you a favour.
Huh?
I've got this for Henry. It's just a card and a little note to congratulate him for winning first prize at the show.
Huh.
It was a crown he made, well, that he and I made together. I know I could have put it in the post, but making that crown was such a special time for us, me and Henry. We spent such a lovely afternoon together, just the two of us. So, I'd really like to give it to him in person.
Well,
you can see it's a tricky one for me, Emma. Henry's in the Bridge Farm garden now, playing on the trampoline. I can't go in there, but you could.
What exactly are you asking me to do?
Go into the garden. Tell him I'm here. Tell him Daddy wants to see him. I've got something for him. And bring him over.
No, I can't do that.
Emma, please. He's on his own. No one else there. Nobody's going to know.
Rob, no. Helen's told me she doesn't want you to see him.
Helen?
Yeah.
You're all on her side now, aren't you? She's spun you into her web of lies.
You're not allowed to see Henry.
I'm not going to help you cheat on the arrangements. Look, if you want to leave the card here, I'll make sure it gets to Helen.
No, don't bother yourself. In fact, there.
There's no need to tear it up.
Why don't you give that to Helen? A little present from me.
How's your gran?
Oh, still going on about the photo in the Echo.
Oh, dear.
She can't believe they went ahead and printed it. Not after she phoned them to explain the mistake.
Oh, poor mum. Mm. Anyway, I've got an hour before supper. I thought I'd give this new mirror a try out.
Oh, finally.
Yeah. Look, I've been busy like you. I'll go and top the croft, see if it's as good a piece of kit as you claim.
Oh, trust me, Dad. You'll be amazed, I promise. Mm. And, I've been thinking.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, I put a lot of work into finding it, didn't I? I mean, all the research and the travelling and checking it out, not to mention my brilliant bidding technique.
Yeah, so?
Well, how about you give me something for all that trouble? Some commission.
You want me to pay you commission?
I think it's only fair, really. I mean, we've saved all that cash. We'd have paid a lot more through a dealer.
Josh?
Oh, hi, Rex.
Evening.
David?
What's up?
Well, you did say you might help me clean that hen house.
Oh, yeah.
If it's a pain, don't worry, I'll do it myself.
No, just give me 5 minutes. I'll come down and join you.
Okay, then. See you there.
Definitely.
Hmm. What's up with him? Seems a bit down in the dumps.
No idea.
Right then, well, go and do this topping.
Hey, Dad.
I'll see you later, Josh. I'll tell you how I get on.
There you go, Jazz.
That's what I need.
Oh, and I've got some really great news to go with it.
All right.
Yeah, well, after last Saturday's washout, Harrison got a call from the Darrington captain, and they're offering us a rematch at the weekend.
Can they do that?
Well, not officially, because it's past the end of the season, so it'll have to be a friendly.
Friendly? Between Ambridge and Darrington?
Yeah, well.
Does that mean the actual violence? Did they get their teeth knocked out?
Well, what it means is a chance for Ambridge to thrash our biggest rivals in a fair match and thereby redeem what has been, let's face it, a somewhat less than glorious summer, cricket-wise.
Aye, well, I'm off for that.
Excuse me. Kenton, large scotch, please.
Yep. So, what's this? A celebration?
Celebration. What exactly would I have to celebrate?
Oh, the Darrington rematch?
Just get me the drink, will you?
Yeah, coming up.
I'll give you some space. I'll go and have a word with Bert.
Well, about time. It's been piling up a bit.
Yep.
Hey, it's okay. Stay cool. So isn't it Toby's turn to do this? Or is he doing it next time?
Toby? Toby's got way better things to do with his time.
Oh, him and Pip, you mean?
I only found out when I saw them last night. Always the last one to know.
Yeah.
I mean, she's your sister. She's a free agent. She can make her own choices. But Toby...
Yeah, to be honest, Rex, I'm not so happy about it myself.
Why is that?
Well, I mean, I'm not knocking your brother, right? Me and him, we get on okay most of the time. But as far as girls are concerned, well, he's got a bit of a reputation, hasn't he?
Has he?
You know what I mean, Rex. He's a player. He's always got a couple on the go. You never know who he's going to turn up with next.
No.
I mean, I don't want to get involved in Pip's love life. I'd sooner stay well out of it, but she's not as tough as you'd think underneath. She can get hurt like anyone else. You know what I mean?
Yep. Yeah, I do.
So, do you think Toby's serious? Or is he just messing with her? Because if he is...
Josh, Pip's my friend. And that means a whole lot to me. I won't stand by and see her be hurt by anyone, especially not my brother.
No?
No. You leave Toby to me. From now on, I'll be watching him.
Me and Henry. We put so much into that crown. I got him some special gold card to make it. You know how hard that is to find these days?
Oh, I can't say that I've tried.
No, you can take it from me. Then we cut it to shape, stuck sweets and glitter all over it. He was so pleased with it, so excited. And he so wanted to win first place. Now I can't even tell him how proud of him I am for doing it. Where's the justice in that? Can you tell me? And of course, it's just the kind of petty, vindictive behaviour you'd expect from her.
What do you mean?
Oh, getting her revenge, doing all she can to wreck my life. It's the same with Gideon. Last Sunday, I finally get to see him, to hold him in my arms. It's such a special, wonderful moment. And now I've got to fight for every minute I'm allowed to spend with him, with my son. What kind of a mother does that to a child, hmm?
Rob.
Well, come on, you know how it feels. With your own daughter halfway across the world.
Rob, this is my family you're talking about. I really don't want to hear it.
OK. Give me another one of those. Come on.
All right. But this one is going to be your last.
Dad!
Hey, how are the hens?
Yeah, I'm all done. So what about you, the mower?
Well...
So was I right or was I right? Dad.
Yeah, you were right. It's a great piece of kit.
Didn't I tell you?
Yeah, all right. Well, I had to try it out for sure.
So what about the other thing, my commission?
Ah, yes, your commission.
Well?
Okay, so how about this? You got it for, what?
3,200, yeah.
3,200, and I was prepared to go to 4 grand, so you saved us 800, so why don't we split the difference?
What?
I pay you 400 commission, how's that?
Yeah! Yeah!
I think that's fair.
That's great! Fantastic! Thanks, Dad.
God. One lousy
yeah.
God.
Yeah, I'm just nipping to the loo. I'll be right back, Nick.
Oh, Emma.
Oh, you.
Yes, it's me. Where are you off to?
Where do you think?
Hey, come on. Don't run away. Come back in. I'll buy you a drink.
What?
Come on. No hard feelings. We're still friends, aren't we? Let me buy you a drink. We can sit and have a nice chat.
Rob, if you think I'm going to... You must be out of your mind.
Ooh, well, you were quite happy to take my money when you were babysitting. What exactly have I done to make...
What have you done? Oh, please. How
has
my
mad wife been spinning you more of her crazy lies?
What? You call her mad after what you did to her? How dare you?
You've got 400, you jammy so-and-so.
I'd call it fair remuneration.
So we thought we'd come and have a bit of a celebration. Josh is buying.
What?
Well, mine's a plate.
Hey, listen. What's all that about? What's going on?
But now everyone knows the things you did, just what kind of a man you are. If you had a shred of decency, you'd get out of this village and you would never come back.
You evil, hypocritical bitch.
Yeah, go on. Go on, call me whatever you like. That's just your style, isn't it? Picking on women, you bully them and push them around. Now you can't deal with it when one of them dares to fight you back.
Oh, can't I? Yeah, well, I know just how to deal with you.
You dare lay a finger on me and I will...
Emma, hey, Rob, what is this? Emma, you all right?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Are you sure?
Yeah, he wouldn't dare touch me. He's just a sad, pathetic bully.
What did you call me?
Hey, whoa! Back off! No, you just start doing that.
Back off!
I'm somebody your insides.
Hey, get out of my way!
I'm warning you, sonny boy. You just back off and...
You what?
I'll show you how we treat bullies like you and our company.
No, leave it.
Rob, you're drunk. You need to leave.
You don't tell me what to do.
Oh, yes, we do.
Jezzard! Get off me!
Okay.
Get your hands off me!
Sorry, we're not giving you the chance. You got it, Jazz.
Yeah, good riddance.
Get off! Go on. I'm warning you!
Come on, let's make this easy.
Can't do this. Can't do this to me!
Aye, but you're stronger than you are. You know how it feels, eh?
Get your hands off me, you!
Oh, that's enough of that.
Rob, listen. If you want my advice, don't make a fuss. You go straight on home and sober up.
Just let me go.
Yeah, all right. Now, be sensible. Go home.
Aye, on your way, pal. And don't come back.
Thank you.
This is the BBC.
You can follow the Archers on Facebook and Twitter. Find out how at bbc.co.uk/archers.